If you would tonight, take your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Joshua, chapter number 14. I almost didn't use this tonight because during camp meeting, Brother Broughton used the same passage, but we're going to look at some things totally different than what Brother Noah had. This is where Caleb is ready to possess his mountain, and during camp meeting, Brother Broughton preached on that mountain. That we can possess and can have. And Caleb said, I'm just as strong now as I was 45 years ago. Now he's 85. And he said, just give me my mountain. And he dealt with that specific thing with this man, Caleb. But tonight I want to deal with some phrases that are given to us in verse 8, verse 9, and verse number 14. And for sake of time, we'll just read those verses. And in verse 7, he says, 40 years old when I was Moses' servant. And that's when God gave him a promise. Now, verse number 8 says, nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. Verse number 9, and Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land whereupon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord, my God. Verse number 14, Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. In those three verses, we find that there's a specific thing given to us about the life and the style of living that Caleb had. And the scripture says here in those three verses that Caleb fully, wholly followed the Lord. And not saying that Caleb was perfect by any means. Of course, he was not. He was a man, just a person, a human being, just like all of us are. He had his faults, his failures. But when it came down to doing something for God, he was willing. And he was willing to follow God in whatever direction the Lord had for him. The Bible's full of people's names that followed the Lord. There are those that they had their work, they had their love of God, and they did those things that God called them to do. And Caleb tells us here that he wholly, completely followed the Lord. What a marvelous testimony that is, and a challenge to you and I, that if one man can do that, surely we can do the same thing, to wholly, completely follow after the Lord. And so Caleb had been with the children of Israel all these many years. They've wandered through the wilderness. Now they have come to the other side. Those years of wandering are over. Caleb had been in that group of people that came out of Egypt. He had been with Moses there near Mount Sinai where the law was given. Caleb was active in the work of the Lord, as he was one of the 12 spies that went out to there from Kadesh Barnea. They crossed over and they went to spy out the land. And Caleb was one of those that went with them. He was one of the 12. He and Joshua, those two, came back and said, we can do what God says. But the other 10 said it's impossible. The majority ruled that day, and the majority was wrong. And they said, we can't do it because there's giants in the land, and we're like grasshoppers in their sight. But Joshua and Caleb, they followed the Lord. And especially Caleb, he said that they was able to take that. And all they had to do was believe the word of God, because the Lord had already told them, I'm giving you the land that is before you. I've always wondered why, when God gave them that land, why they had to go spy it out, and why they went over there just to look. But we find that as they went, they found it was just exactly what God told them it was like. It was a land that was rich. It was a land that had bounty. It was a land that had that flowed with, the term is milk and honey, just representing the richness of the land. They would be able to go in and to make their homes there. And the land was just like God told them. God didn't warn them. God didn't tell them that there was giants there. And by the way, anytime we do something for the Lord, there's always some kind of giant. There's always something that is going to rise up against you. There's always some predicament or some circumstance or sometimes even individuals that rise up against you to detour you from doing the work of the Lord. And so this is what happened when they got over there and they saw how big those men were. They were giants. He said, they said, we're like grasshoppers in their sight. And the people believed the ten, and they murmured against the man of God. They murmured against Moses. And Moses was just doing what the Lord had told him to do. But when you look what Caleb said, and if you to look back in Numbers chapter 14, here he says, "But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit." Now that's an interesting thing about Caleb, because he had another spirit with him. And then the Lord says, "And followed me fully." So there's another instance in the scripture that tells us that Caleb followed the Lord. And he says, "Him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it." And so here they are traveling through the wilderness. They go over and they spy the land. Caleb and Joshua say, "We can take it. We can do what God says." The other ten says it's impossible. And the majority, the people listened to the majority report and they rejected the work of the Lord and the word of God. And so they said, "We can't do it." And so therefore they wandered in the wilderness for all those many years just simply because they did not take heed to the word of God. And they wandered in the wilderness until that generation that rejected the Lord died. The only two that went in to the promised land that came out of bondage was Joshua and Caleb. The rest of them died on the way, and the group that went in was those that were born in those years of wandering. And so Caleb had another spirit. He had another attitude, had a different attitude about the things of the Lord. And God says, "He followed me fully." And God says, "So I'm going to bring him into the land, and his seed shall possess it." Now, that's been 40 some odd years. They cross over, and Caleb says, "There's what God gave me, and I want that mountain." And it was there simply because he was willing to follow the Lord. The Lord truly does know the heart of man. We may hide it from other people. We may hide our desires, our ways, our will from other people. But God knows the heart of man, knows what it is. He knows his life. He knows his testimony. And God knows whether or not we are fully, holy, completely following after him. And so Caleb had this statement given to us. In our passage here, we have this man been blessed of God. And we look at these three verses concerning the life of this man Caleb. And on this occasion of his being 85 years old, God gives him his own testimony about himself. And he fully, wholly, completely is following after God. So he had been through the wilderness. He had been through the giving of the law. He had gone through setting up the tabernacle and setting up those things. He had seen the fire by night and the cloud by day. He had followed after God all those years and being faithful to the Lord. And when he gets over to the promised land, he said, "I'm just as strong now as I was 40 years ago." God had blessed him with health, and he had the ability to do that. And so Caleb, who wholeheartedly followed the Lord, there's some things about him. I want to notice three things tonight about this man named Caleb that the Lord had blessed, and he was used of the Lord miraculously, and what a great testimony that he had. Notice in verse number 7, 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me to Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Here we find that the character of this man Caleb, I believe, was flawless. His character was what it should have been. Character is what you are in the dark. when nobody's around. That character is what we do when nobody is looking. But God knows our personality. God knows what our thinking is. God knows all about us. And He knows our character. And so here we find that in verse number 7, that Caleb, he was honest with the things that he said about the work that the Lord had given to him. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 16, verse 23, the heart of the wise teacheth his mouth and addeth learning to his lips. And so if we have wisdom in our heart, then it will teach our mouths to speak correctly and to do right. It'll make our lips to be speaking those things that would be right. And Caleb was honest when he came across and came back from spying out the land. He was honest, and he told them exactly what he felt as though was true. And he says here in verse 7, he says, I was 40 years old. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me. And so he was taken by Moses, and he was sent as one of those 12 spies, as one of those from each one of the tribes. And he goes out, and he is honest in his speaking. And he said, and I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. And of course, we know what his word was. We know what his heart was. He was honest in his understanding of what God had said. He was honest in his speech. He was honest in how he stood for the Lord. He was honest when he said, we can take the land, we can do what God has told us, just simply because God has given us direction to that. And so honesty will affect and did affect his stand for the Lord. And by the way, honesty will affect our stand for God. To be honest with the work of the Lord and the Word of God, and to do those things and to follow His call upon us. Psalms 112, verse 7 and 8 says, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. If we trust in the Lord and our heart is fixed, then we're not afraid of the evil tidings. The Bible says his heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. And so God tells us here in the Psalms, David says that his heart was fixed even when his enemies came against him, even when evil tidings come against him. He said, my heart is fixed. Thank God one day when we came to know the Lord, our heart was fixed. And God put us a new heart in and established us. And here he says, my heart is established, and he shall not be afraid. And thank God when we have the work of the Lord and the promise of God and the Word of God behind us, we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to wonder what's going to take place. God will deliver. And so Caleb was honest in what he observed in that land. He was honest in his opinion of what he gave to Moses. But he said, nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. I was honest. I did what I felt was right. And he was even charitable in what he talks about his brothers here. He says, nevertheless, my brethren, he still calls them brethren, as wrong as they were, as probably wicked in their heart. They just had an unbelieving heart. They had a heart that was not fixed or settled upon the Lord like Caleb's was. Caleb wanted to fully follow the Lord, wanted to wholly follow God and his brethren. And so he's very charitable when he uses that word brethren, because he realized they are of the same group of people, and his words reflected his godliness. And he is an example of how that we need to realize sometimes when people are in disagreement with us, they still, if they're believers, we're still brethren. We're still children of God. We're in the same family. And so Caleb's character was so well. It was flawless in everywhere you look. He was honest in what he saw and what he did and what he said. He was charitable in his words toward his brethren that was probably rejecting him very strongly. Here you're 1-2 against 10, and you're on the defensive all of a sudden, and they're after him. But he said, these other that was with us, he said, nevertheless, my brethren that went up with us, he said, they made the heart of the people to melt. They brought back a bad report. And they brought back a report that discouraged the people of God from following the Word of God. Discouraged them from believing what the Lord had said. God said, the land is yours. All you have to do is go possess it. All you have to do is cross over here where they were, Kadesh Barnea. And if they'd have gone into that land there, they would not have had to wander those 40 years and die in the wilderness. And so here they are against the Lord, and they bring the people a foolish, evil report. But yet Caleb says, they're still my brethren. Caleb had to wait 45 years to get his possession because there was 10 people, 10 men, that would not follow God. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but I might get just a little bit ill over that. It's because of them that instead of 40 or 45, here I am 85. But Caleb looked around his situation. He said, but I'm just as strong at 85 as I was at 40 or 45. He said, I'm in good shape. Just give me the mountain. God gave it to me. God said it was mine. I'm going to possess it. And he did that, and his children after him. And so we find here that he was an honest man. He was a charitable man. And he was a devoted man. Verse number 8. We read that a while ago. I wholly followed the Lord my God. He was a man that was devoted to the Lord. The key to it, I believe, is the little word my. He says, I wholly followed the Lord my God. God was his possession. The Lord owned him, and he had the Lord upon him. And he accepted the will of God. He understood. He realized. And he came to this point of waiting those 45 years. And he accepted that as waiting time before he could take his possession. But he knew he would get it because he believed the promise of God. Sometimes the promise of the Lord is put on hold or is postponed. And Caleb, it was nothing that he did because he was ready to go. He and Joshua was ready to go. Of course, Joshua became the leader of Israel. When they cross over into the promised land, Moses is not permitted to go, and Joshua becomes the leader of Israel. So here's two men that have gone through the whole process, and Joshua is the leader, and Caleb has wholly, completely followed the Lord those days of waiting and wandering, and to take his possession because it was a promise that God had given to him. Not everything in life is in our time. Not everything is according to when we think it is. And Caleb understood that it was the Lord's time. I'm glad heaven doesn't have a clock. Heaven doesn't have a calendar. That's only on this side. But we work in time. We do things in time. But God deals in his own way, and sometimes we have to wait. And so that showed the character of this man named Caleb. Not only that, he had confidence in the work of the Lord. His confidence was his faith in God. And Moses, verse 9, and Moses sware on that day, saying, surely the land whereupon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. Here we find that he had confidence now because he is remembering, he is recalling the promise that Moses made to him. He's remembering now what he heard Moses tell him 45 years before. And he tells there in verse 9, and we find, Moses is dead. Moses is not here. Joshua is the leader. And Caleb has come now to this position and this point, and he has confidence in the faith that he had in God, and he recalls the promise that Moses gave him there, and he tells us about it there in verse 9. He said, Moses swore on that day. What day was that? When they said, no, we can't. And Caleb said, yes, we can. And Moses said, because of your faith in the Lord, He said, everywhere your foot trod is going to be your land. It's going to be your possession. It's going to be your children's possession. And Caleb remembered this and had faith in the word of the Lord. So Moses swore, as saying that the land whereupon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever. Notice why. Because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Caleb was experiencing here his faith being realized with sight. He had looked for this. He had believed this all those many years. And now all of a sudden his faith is becoming substance. All of a sudden that which he knew the Lord would do, he is going to be able to possess it. He's going to be able to touch it. He's going to be able to handle it. He's going to be able to build his home there. He's going to be able to have his people there. And so now his faith has become now a substance of those things that he knew about and hoped for. And now he has the evidence. Moses said he would do it. And Caleb is reminding Joshua, this is what Moses said. And so his confidence is in his faith in the Lord. Thank God for the promises of the Lord. They do not fail. They're always available. The promises of God are glorious. You can go from Genesis to Revelation in our Bible, and you can put down all the promises of God's Word. I believe I've got a book up in my study that has all the promises of God. And there's a lot of them. All the promises that God has given in His Word. And thank God tonight we can have faith in His promise. He said, I'll not leave you. I'll be with you forever. And that's a wonderful, glorious promise. The promises of God are guaranteed. If He said it, then He's going to do it. If He promised it, He will deliver it. Our faith is active. Our faith is working. And one day there will be a substance. One day there will be something we can grab a hold of. My faith now is built on the Word of God that one day we shall see the King. And you know what? One of these days that will be substance. We will see Him and we'll behold His face. And so the promises of the Lord are glorious. The promises of God are guaranteed. Not by man, but they're guaranteed by God. And the promises of God are great and wonderful. Praise the Lord for every promise that we have in His Word. D.L. Moody made this statement. He said, if you would spend 1 month feeding on the precious promises of God, you would not be going away complaining of how poor that you are. You would lift your head and proclaim the riches of His grace because you could not help doing it. You just couldn't help. If we lived and understood all the good graces and the good promises of God, He said, if that's all you had to live for 1 month, He said, you'd go everywhere proclaiming God's grace and would not go about complaining. Sometimes we are very quick to complain. Things don't go our way. Things don't go the way we think they should. We begin to complain. That's what happened to the children of Israel as they went through the wilderness. They're always complaining against Moses and Aaron. And they complained all the time to the point that Moses got mad one time and he hit a rock and water came out of the rock. And they complained again and God told him not to smite the rock. He did it a second time because the people continually were arguing and complaining against Moses. And of course, he failed and the Lord did not permit him to go into the promised land because of that sin and that failure, because the rock that was smitten only had to be smitten one time, and that is a pure picture of the Lord Jesus Christ being smitten upon Calvary. And so, here Caleb, he trusted, he had confidence, and he believed the promise of God. He believed the word of God. Look at verse number 10. And now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said. the word of God, he believed. And so here they are at the base of this mountain. And Caleb said, Moses gave me that 40 some odd years ago. And God said, and God kept me alive, and he said. And or as he said, and so we find here that he believed the word of the Lord. The word of God was his comfort, his confidence, and his compass of life. The word of God should be our comfort. It should be our confidence. It should be our compass to direct us in which way to go, the word of the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. And so Caleb believed God. He trusted him, and he followed wholly after the Lord, and he claimed the blessings that God gave him. Look at verse number 12. Now, therefore, give me this mountain. Caleb said, I'm going to possess. I'm claiming what God gave to me. And he did that because of his confidence in the faith that he had in his God. And then we find that his conversation was one that was always fresh and willing. You don't find Caleb complaining. You find Caleb trusting the Lord. He says there in verse number 10, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. And so he says, my conversation with you is that it's just as fresh now as it was then. And so Caleb spoke well of the Lord, his conversation about God's faithfulness. Moses said it, God gave it to him. And he says, while we were in the wilderness, God gave to Moses this blessing. And he says, I believe it. The Lord was faithful through all the trial of the wilderness. Can you imagine wandering 40 years? Can you imagine taking 40 years of your life and just wandering around, not knowing where you're going, not having any direction? And that was all because they would not believe Joshua and Caleb. Did they either one of them get bitter against those that rejected? No, they just fully, wholly followed the Lord. But when they crossed over to the other side, I'll tell you what, I believe the speech, the conversation of Caleb became very fresh. He says, Moses gave this, and I'm going to possess it, so just give me my mountain. The Lord was faithful through the trial of the wilderness. The Lord was faithful with the war with the Canaanites and the troubles that they had in the wilderness. And God was faithful, and Caleb said, now I'm here. 45 years has gone by. I want my mountain. And he possessed what God gave to him. Caleb's conversation was about the power of God. Give me this mountain wherefore the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in the day how that the Amalekites were there, and how that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. He believed the word of God. The land that Moses gave to Caleb was a land that was possessed by the enemy. It wasn't an easy spot. It wasn't an easy land. But Caleb said, but the Lord gave it, and I shall be able to drive them out. And he's still believing the word of the Lord, as the Lord said. No wonder 3 or 4 times in the scripture, when it talks about Caleb, it just simply says he fully followed the Lord. To fully follow God, to fully direct our paths. And it should be our desire to be like Caleb. It should be my desire, your desire, to believe the word of God, to believe the message God gives to us. Even in the midst of trials, God's still faithful and God's still able. Caleb said, I'll be able to do what God said, and just give me the mountain. It may not be an easy spot, may not be an easy way, but he said, God said it's mine, so I can possess it. I'll defeat the enemy, and it'll be mine. May God help us to wholly follow the Lord. And Caleb is the best example in the Old Testament about someone completely following the direction that God gave to him, that he could do what the Lord wanted to do. It was not all easy. It was not always the fun games of it. And the majority ruled over him, but he still stayed faithful to God and wholly followed the Lord. May God help us to have that attitude in our heart and our life. Let's stand together.